we begin again. Allow me, if you will, to take you on a journey to a town that may resemble your own. This town, though, nestled in between mountains found in the Pacific Northwest, is not real. You won't find it on any maps. No stories or picture books of its pristine landscape and charm. For the sake of this story, it's an amalgamation of all small friendly towns that defined America before the all-consuming expansion of the information age. A Springfield. Except that it's not. It's Kolok. For reasons that you may one day discover. I am your tour guide, your unreliable narrator, game master, if you like, your chauffeur on the cerebral highway. You, podcast listeners, are my passengers. This show is recorded live weekly on twitch.tv/hyperRPG and encourages viewership participation. Members of the audience, passengers, make up the town of Kolok and its surrounding areas. So please, buckle up and enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to Kolok, America's heart. Life is generally easy in Kolok. The spirit of our small town is built around enjoying life, despite our technological empire. Kolok is like Paris. Art, music, and treasures of life are not just incidental. They are central to the spirit of our little town. This is a special gift for visitors and those who live in our vast green valley. Kolok's natural beauty can be thanked to the peaks that tower over us in our four corners, shielding us from the elements. Spend the day at Crater Lake, fed by the ever-flowing Riley River. America's heart. Enjoy our historic Main Street, or take a tour of our world-famous Shepherd's Winery. My favorite. Kolok prides itself in being a world leader in renewable energy and advanced medicine. All thanks to our most famous attraction, Synchronicity Tech. Many new families find their home in Kolok. Brought in to fill one of the country's most exciting genetic research facilities, many open roles. Science is at the very soul of Kolok, unlike anywhere else in the world. Gated by nature itself. You found yourself back at the start.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. Welcome. Thank you for taking the time to appear at tonight's emergency council meeting. As you can see, we are extremely short-staffed today. In part due to the weather. And it goes without saying, due to tragedy. This meeting will be unconventional. In nature, but please, everyone, still adhere to the rules. We have rules for a reason. You know, I see a lot of new faces in the back, and that's expected, given the circumstances. Your voices will be heard, but in an orderly fashion. Please be advised of the following rules in regards to community input. Members of the public who wish to speak on items shall be allowed to speak for up to 1 minute per item, up to a total of 3 minutes per entire meeting. The council will also provide an opportunity for the public to speak on public interest items. Each speaker shall be limited to 1 minute of general public comment each regular meeting for a cumulative total of 3 minutes. So, you will have a total of 3 minutes and that's it. If you go over that, we will politely ask you to sit back down. The council shall not discuss or take action relative to any general public comment. Please make sure it's within the terms of the discussion. But most is on the table tonight. At this time, with a heavy heart, we will allow the meeting to commence. First item on the agenda, roll call. Randy, Evelyn, City Council, President, accounted for. Vice President, Dr. Wallace Ronnie.
Present.
Merle Jenkins, as most of you know, is our school principal and chair of public safety.
Present.
And let the record show, council members, Gabby Bobby, Tara Jewell, Lauren Hillary, Aaron Cedar, Odell Tristan, Kelly Hadley, Brooke Greer, all unable to make it tonight, either due to the weather or aforementioned tragedy. Next item on the agenda. Joining us tonight is Chen Chung Wu. Am I saying that right?
Just as it's written.
From Synchronity Tech.
Thank you.
She will be here to answer your questions in regard to yesterday's accident and any other questions regarding Synchronity's contribution or involvement to the town of Colac. Welcome.
Thank you for hosting me in your town.
Okay. I would like to remind everyone that Officer Warstone here can and will throw you out of the meeting if I find any of you in any way disruptive. So, moving on. I would like to take this moment to have a moment of silence for those that we've lost in the last week. So if you could be so kind, please bow your heads. Are you good?
I feel great.
We will continue our moment of silence. Thank you. I will now present the City Council's official statement in regard to this last week's tragedies. The devastating loss of innocent lives in Colac has left a void in a very tight-knit community that can never be replaced. After hearing the news, and as we learn more about the five victims yesterday, I am reminded by the resilience and great courage these community members demonstrated in face of honor. The bravery of ordinary citizens to aid this community demonstrate the unity across the area and a quick call to action in such trying times. Whether it's been rescue efforts during an anonymous natural disaster or responding to life-threatening emergencies like this week, the commitment of our law enforcement and fire responders agencies to protect and serve is more than self-evident, and we thank them. While we wait to find out more about what led to such untimely demise of the five heroes while under the care of Synchronity, I hope we can all come together as residents of this city, that we all show some love and not allow the horrific, unspeakable act of one individual to consume us. We stand by the community of Colac with an open heart and commitment to aid as you heal from such a tragic event. For those who want to play a more active role, I encourage you to volunteer at the local hospital or here at the volunteer fire department. At this time, as tensions and emotions are running quite high, we ask the community for calm and to respect the life and agency and legacy of all those lost in the past week. Anyone who might need grief counseling, I believe Dr. Wallace Ronnie here could possibly help?
Yes. My grief counseling class is every Wednesday, but we're going to be going all week due to the circumstances. You can feel free to come down to my clinic. It'll be at 6 p.m. every night, and I'm also doing in the mornings as well at 10 a.m. So.
And I would add that for any of the students or parents who are specifically looking for counseling, of course, we have guidance counselor Joy has graciously volunteered to help. Go ahead.
Julia.
I apologize.
Yes, so there are avenues available for you if you do need help in these trying times. So thank you. That will be our official statement on the matter. Would you, fellow council members, have anything else you'd like to add to that?
I thank you all for coming down. We're going to try to get through this civilized and orderly so we can all get home before the storm rolls in. So just when you get up to the microphone, just be concise and clear, and we'll try to address as best we can going forward. And I just want to say personally, on behalf of the high school and myself, that we're here for you. We're all family here in Colac, and we want nothing but the best for our family and our friends and our neighbors. This place is paradise. I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but it has been, and it can be again.
Thank you. All right, okay, thank you. Enough of that. I will now give the floor to Synchronity Tech for their official statement in regards to yesterday's incident.
Get out of here! Let's hear it!
Just a second.
Folks.
Hi.
Can you speak up, please? We can't hear you back here.
I really get your shit.
You don't want to hear it anyway.
Hi. I'm here from Synchronity. Hi, hello, how are you? I love your hat, it looks great. Our official statement is that we want to put the...
We
want to let all of you know that Synchronity denies any and all responsibility.
Of course they do.
Please, everyone.
I'm so glad that you all agree. I'm glad you all agree. These actions were a result of the Stonemasons, who are a group of homeless men from the woods.
What?
The Molotov cocktails ignited a gas in the quarantine zone that destroyed the oxygen supply, leading to suffocation of the five individuals.
She doesn't even buy it.
Thoughts and prayers to all those involved.
How do you sleep at night?
Well, thank you.
That
was a question, not get the leave.
Enough. Okay, let it be known that that is the official statement that we will add to the record from Synchronity. At this time, we would like to open the floor to questions. Please remember the rules of these meetings and proceed accordingly. As you make your way to the mic, remember to introduce yourself, if you don't mind, and speak your question clearly. The mic is available for you. Thank you.
Hello, I'm
Make sure to speak into the mic if you could, please.
There we go. Yes. Sorry. I'm Bernard Sampson. I know this as tragic times and all that, and I thank you. I don't want to take up too much of your time. With all the tragedy and awful stuff, I think it's best if we try to get back to some semblance of normalcy. And in that regards, I want to bring up, I've called the company, and I'm just hoping I can have some of your help. See, for the last 6 years, ever since my wife died, things have been pretty much the same in my house. Like, everything's been the same, you know. But in the 6 years, like, there's not been much variance. But recently, I've noticed my water bill's been going up. Like, the usage is through the roof. It's almost double than what it used to be, and that can't be right. Now I'm pretty handy myself. I used to tinker about there and then, and I checked the pipes and whatnot, but I think the meter might be faulty.
It's not the right time.
Quiet, please. He has his 60 seconds.
This is a civic forum, and I'm exercising my civic duty.
I thank you for your question.
We're
currently, feel free to form a line if you have questions you'd like to ask, that's fine. But I'd like to answer the question. We're not able at this time to look into that for you. If you could bring that to a regular council meeting, you could possibly email us. We'll add it to the minutes for the meeting. Our
regular schedule for regular upcoming meetings, as well as our closure dates, are going to be posted at the exits.
That's great.
What was the gentleman's name? I'm sorry.
Bernard Sampson.
Okay. I just wanted
this,
to thank you for your question.
Doesn't have anything to do with Synchronity.
Honestly, I think this is an important thing. When we should all keep track of our water bills. If they're up, what could be happening?
All right, Ms. Wu, is that right? Ms. Wu? Your name is Ms. Wu, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. My name is Jacob Wells. I work here at the Colac High School. I've been working in their janitorial department for the past 2 years. And I gotta say, since your company has done what it's done, say what you wanna say, you know, you've still done it, and you can sit there and you can read whatever statement they told you to read, but it doesn't change that these people deserve answers and that people are dying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Colin.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Finally some sense.
Yes,
so,
and Ms. Wu, hi, Elizabeth Charbonneau with the Colac Sun. Regarding the death of the students, you mentioned...
We're currently in the middle of someone else's question.
Yeah, Blondie isn't going to be taken from my time, is she?
No, you still have your...
You can refer to her by her full name.
We don't need to reduce her to
her hair color.
Okay, well, great, Ms. Wu. We've reduced us all into some sort of cattle that your company likes to take and herd together and lie
folks,
to.
Folks, let's try and stay civil, okay?
Jacob, it's going to be all right.
Thank
meeting,
you so much, Dr.
Everyone's going to be heard.
Merle, you've always been good to me, and I'm sorry, but I'm pissed, all right? I'm fucking upset.
Mm.
And I expect more out of you, Randy. Look, we're all up here reading statements, and people are dying in this community. We deserve answers.
Yeah.
So, real answers.
Okay, so here's my question, okay? Ms. Grace, who's taking care of her? Does she have family? And if this was some sort of strange occurrence that caused her to do these things, why are we treating her like she's some sort of villain wearing a top hat?
Ms. Grace is currently under investigation by the... Colac City Police.
Do they want to make a statement?
As far as we know, what happened was an absolute tragedy, a horrible thing, unspeakable thing, and we will need to wait for further information. Although, to the crux of your question, are you asking if there's any more information available in regards to the crime scene, or
what do we know about these kids? Okay. Let's talk about that.
Sure.
Let's talk about the children.
Here's what we know. Tragedies happen.
Wow, that's so good.
On behalf of the town of Colac, Ms. Wu, fuck you.
Mm.
Yeah. We will refrain from using such language.
Fuck word.
In this council meeting, if you make another outburst like that, I will have to ask you to leave. So please remember there are rules, and we will do our best to follow them. I understand the tensions are high, but please keep yourself composed.
How about trying to keep us alive?
Next question, please.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Grace Hall. I am a retired high school teacher. I've taught most of the people in this room. This is a good community. And Colac was paradise until Synchronity came in here and made a lot of promises to us. I want to know, where is the cure for my brother's condition? It's been years. You said that there would be something to help my poor brother. He's at home right now, can't get out of bed. Where is it? Synchronity has promised us things like this for decades, and now people are dying under your watch. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, the people.
Promises were made, and things are in the cogs of going through progress.
There's no updates. I need an actual update. That you are a scientific laboratory research industry. Come on. There has to be something on paper to give us updates. You get tax breaks, don't you? You get tax breaks or something for being in this town?
I guarantee that.
Come on, give us some answers.
I can't speak as to what kind of monetary gain we might be having from the government.
That's not the real. You know what the actual question was. Don't do that.
All I'm saying is that we don't accept bribes, and it is
bribes.
Insidious.
What are you saying?
It is insidious that you would suggest such.
Did I say anything about bribes?
Randy, we need to.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Randy. But I heard what I heard.
And you are wrong. You are really wrong, honey.
That's just right. Really
I
want
to give Synchronity a chance to answer the question clearly and concisely.
Sure.
As the audience waits with bated breath on what Synchronity might have to say, I'm going to ask that you make a charm roll for me, difficulty of 20. This appears quite the difficult task.
Right, I want to see her replay Bertone.
Oh, that does explode, so you will get to roll it again. That is a total of 9. Now, granted, you do have 12 tokens available. If you would like to succeed this roll and give us a valid explanation, it will calm the crowd momentarily.
I'll use whatever tokens I can to get me up there.
Great. That will be 11 tokens used. So please do explain the situation, and it will momentarily hold over the anger of the crowd.
I know that you have a lot of questions, and I know that this is a very frustrating time. No one understands being frustrated by things outside of their control more than we do. We strive to promise what seems to be the impossible. We want to deliver on that promise. We are working very hard to find your brother.
Yes, my brother.
Your brother, Acure. Those things do take time, and while it does take longer than we initially promised, we are still working very hard on that, and we are working very hard to try and protect your interests as a town, because we do see that your town is a paradise, and we strive to make sure that that stays the same.
Thank you.
Well, that was very nice, actually. Thank you. I appreciate that response.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Next.
Hi. Logan. Parsons, like, go to school here.
Hi, Logan.
Principal Jenkins. I just have a couple questions. Where is Mr. Thomas? Is he okay? Why is the FBI in town? Are they working with the police here?
Yes, what exactly is the FBI investigating?
Please. As you can see, there's no one here from the FBI, so...
But there was an FBI agent in town.
Yes, and at the moment he is...
There's
no longer with us.
They're all over the place.
I cannot answer for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Whatever business that they have in Colock is completely up to them.
So they are here.
Yeah, why aren't they here?
Who can answer for them?
We do have one deceased federal agent, so the chances of more federal agents...
What? So we have a dead federal agent in this room.
So does that mean more coming?
Most likely, but to get to your question, Mr. Thomas is currently in intensive care at the hospital after being released from Synchronity. We asked and were successfully able to get all of the remaining 12 or 11 individuals who had been kept in that basement out of quarantine and are currently in intensive care at the hospital. So people should be able to see them soon and get updates on that. I'm sorry, you had a second part to your question there?
No.
Yeah, thank you for your question. In regards to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, I am completely unaware. No information was passed on to us here at the council or through the police department, as far as I'm concerned, on the exact reasoning for their time here in Colock, or why maybe Synchronity could enlighten us on why a federal agent was in the room with the kids when they...
I can't speak as to what the FBI was doing. I honestly tire of the government coming in and trying to ruin Colock.
You live here. She is not a council. This is a representative from Synchronity, mind you.
Absolutely not. I am not on the council.
If the government is overstepping its bounds, why is Synchronity allowed to seize citizens?
I'm sorry. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Demir. I work at the Vineyard. And why was Synchronicity allowed to take citizens against their will, especially children of all people?
Yeah.
Why were the children detained?
Instead of avoiding them.
They were heroes. Those were our friends.
Shall I speak?
I think both of you should.
We merely wanted to protect the town. As we said before, there was a chemical leak.
As far as I was told, there was some sort of chemical agent found at the location where Jaina Grace had lived, presumably putting all of the individuals in danger. At least that is what I was told on why these children were placed into quarantine.
They're absolutely soaked in the chemicals. We didn't want them running around your town, getting you all...
They died because they weren't care. And how do we know the chemicals they were exposed to haven't been leaked out into the entire town?
They could be anywhere. Yeah. Can Synchronicity seize any of us at any time, then?
Apparently.
Well, if you're covered in chemicals and threatening to run around the town and infect everybody, then yes.
Oh, as a matter of fact, are those some symptoms of being exposed to the chemicals? What should we be looking out for?
Are we still in the United States of America?
Not here.
I fought to have the freedom to not be seized by government or company. What is the explanation behind this?
Okay, well... For those who may not be aware, one of the individuals who passed, Marcus Bennett, his parents are both employees at Synchronicity Tech, and they were the ones that supposedly discovered whatever chemical agent was present and advised their own son, as well as his friends, to go into quarantine, and they were the driving force behind that. Their child is now dead, and they are also grieving.
I think
that is a very gross accusation to make in light of the current tragedy.
And were those parents specifically in charge of the quarantine of the students?
Of the other individuals?
The informed?
They were informed, yes. The kids were currently being held by Kolok City Police. Why they were picked up by Synchronicity and taken to the facility. But that is currently all the information I have on the subject.
On?
Yes.
Sean North, perhaps I am just a simple firefighter, but I am wondering why Synchronicity has chosen Kolok of all places to set up shop.
There's something truly special about this town, and we want to reward such a special group of townsfolk.
Give a real answer.
Because you're great!
Isn't that the back of the
brochure? So we're great
guinea
pigs, just say it.
I didn't even know the name of our town just like 2 seconds ago.
Kolok.
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 Is this really the best they've got?
It's a complete farce.
Can we get someone else from the company?
Yes, actually, I would like to second that question.
You absolutely cannot.
Someone higher up, maybe,
president? You're the judge. She can't second you.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody was briefed more than 15 minutes ago.
I was under the impression that we were here to maybe get some more information.
I am in agreement with that.
Yes.
Merle, I would like some more information as well. I think we are all here tonight to get some actual answers from Synchronicity.
I understand that. I really do. I'm here to provide answers. You just have to ask the right questions.
You've just been dodging everything the whole night. You're not playing dodgeball.
What about these chemicals?
Mm. Where else are the chemicals?
Yeah.
Well, as of right now, we quarantined them successfully. And no one is in any danger. And it's best to just move forward from this tragedy.
I was informed before this meeting that they had been transferred to the hospital. Is that correct?
They're under our care right now. They're being treated, but... Yeah, we haven't gotten too much out of Synchronicity's doctors with what happened to them. It's a lot of post-traumatic stress at the moment. And a lot of traumatic physical injury, too.
Well, someone needs to be held accountable for what happened to those kids.
Are they murderers?
I agree.
You guys just monitoring the symptoms you gave them?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
That's
you
okay.
Were not
If you have a question, please stand in line, and we'll get to the official question momentarily. Do you have any other questions? I believe your minute is about to come to a close?
I do, yes. Perhaps changing the topic slightly can help get us some answers. What exactly happened to Jacob Jewell?
Jacob Jewell, as far as I'm aware, as reported by the police on Wednesday, and I don't believe anything has changed on that report, was found hanging just outside the local graveyard above an open grave. The suicide note was found.
If you want, I can.
Go ahead.
I've known the Jewels for years. He's been a close personal friend ever since. There's been a lot of tragedy in the Jewel family, but I went over the autopsy. I was the one who saw him when he came in. I didn't see any evidence of foul play. And it honestly, it's hard to talk about to see a friend there, but if there was foul play, I would not cover that up. I would want answers for that.
You said he was over a grave?
A grave that he had apparently dug himself.
Yes, it was a suicide. Do we have any reason to believe that these mysterious suicides have anything to do with what happened with Ms. Grace?
You can ask the questions if you get in line.
The line's rather short if you'd like to.
We're more than happy to answer them, but there
Everyone
is a protocol.
Gets a fair shot.
That's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Hello. My name is Sebastian Burr. You may call me Seb. I work at the morgue as a mortician's assistant, and lately there's been a lot of bodies. I'd like to ask the council, what is the council going to do to protect us against synchronicity? I think I speak for everyone here.
Yes.
Yeah. They obviously cannot be trusted.
I'm a little unsure of how to respond to a question in regards to safety from synchronicity. I mean, as the city council, we make sure anything that they would like to approve, any further developments or expansions go through the council, and you know, we notify you of those situations. But I do feel like we're getting into conspiracy territory here when people start mentioning things like to protect the safety of individuals.
How many people have to die before that happens?
This is not about a conspiracy. I believe I'm just asking, how do we keep them from doing anything further with their chemicals, with their experiments, with whatever is going on? Those closed doors. I just want to.
I don't think we were talking about Seb's question in specific. I think we were talking about the general idea of people coming up and thinking that there's some sort of conspiracy.
Yes, there's no evidence to say that in any way, shape, or form, synchronicity has poisoned individuals.
Is there evidence to say that they didn't?
Folks, we're within the first week of everything having happened. We're obviously going through investigations, trying to see what happened, and to make sure that everybody's safe in the community.
Who oversees that?
That would be me. I'm the public safety chairperson, and I think that you all know that. Most of you know me, or your kids know me, and you know we want. Sorry. We try our best to keep everyone safe, and this has not been easy for us either. That's why we're here, though, is because we've called an emergency meeting to try to address these concerns that we all have. I have a lot of these concerns as well. But in my capacity here on the council, we're trying to get to the bottom of it as fast as possible and as cleanly as possible with as many answers as possible.
Unfortunately,
this is uncharted territory. We're just like you folks. We live here, we grew up here.
You're just like us.
We've been here for generations.
Sure. Yeah, you're just
This is unprecedented territory, and we're still, I'm sorry, but we're not used to dealing with these kind of things.
This has been an unprecedented week. No one has lived through anything like this. That's why we called this meeting for you to be here to ask us these questions. We want to give you as many answers as we possibly can, but there are some things that are being asked that are just
Protection. No, simple protection is what we're asking.
And something more than a written statement.
The tragedies have happened.
If you're yes. like us, you could be just as in danger as we are.
I don't want to reduce the situation, which was lives have been lost. There was technically a terror attack on the facility by these individuals from the woods, and they are being looked for. People on location saw people throwing fireballs and things at this building. This is an issue here, and I'm not someone who's just going to defend this company, but I will not stand up here and pretend that there is some conspiracy about our lives being in danger by a private company that.
If
I might, I have a yes. quick question, Miss Wu. You did mention that you are part of the community here of Kolok, and there's been a lot of mysteriousness and strangeness. How are you doing? Are you willing to share with us in the way that we're sharing with you? Has there been strangeness in your business? As the citizens of Kolok, we've experienced a lot of pain recently. Mm. I would be very interested to know what you all have been experiencing so that we could compare notes.
Well, thank you so much for checking in with me. I do appreciate that.
It's not...
And you know, we can... If you want to grab just like a cocktail or something later, I...
Ms. Wu!
Definitely... Here's what I'm going to tell you. When you go on a roller coaster and you kind of like try and fight the bends and whipping around, what do you get? You get whiplash. This journey ahead of us as Synchronity partners with Kolok is a exciting adventure, and all that we ask is that you give in to the momentum, because if you fight it,
everybody excited to die.
None of us want to be on this roller coaster.
I mean, that's the roller coaster of life.
Okay. I think your time is out.
I yield the floor.
Thank you.
Could I actually ask a follow-up question regarding Seb's question?
Yes, please.
Ms. Wu. With regards to the attack that we had on your compound, since it was all your security and all Synchronity security that took care of this attack, what is their status? Like, did you capture everybody? Did you just anything would be helpful for...
I have been told by the local police that they are still looking for the individuals, so if there's any information you can share from Synchronity security team, that would be very helpful.
They are watching and scanning and trying to protect the people of Kolok from these crazed individuals with Molotov cocktails, just throwing them willy-nilly. So what we're trying to do is our presence in this town is because we care about the town of Kolok.
Is that the cocktail you're talking about?
Next
That's
question?
A really funny joke.
Next question?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I'm Lynn Mead. You know, I'm Sweet Mead's Bakery. And these men from the woods, is this a cult in our town? Is there some voodoo going on in the woods out there that we all should know about?
That is... do you mind if I take this?
Of course not. Please, continue.
God, that is something that we fear. And you know what? We gotta watch out for these crazed cultists that are just out in the woods doing who knows what. And Synchronity is here to help, to protect you from these outliers.
Why are we relying on them? Why aren't we getting the government?
Randy, you wanna take this instead?
The only cult.
Folks, we're trying to answer your question.
The only evidence that we have seen so far, which, again, could be boiled down to conspiracy theories, is a group of individuals from the woods calling themselves the Stonemasons were responsible for this attack. Now, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of the Stonemasons from especially the locals. I believe, in this instance, that is a tactic or a tool being used by someone to bring some sort of chaos.
Yeah, a form.
I live in the woods, yes. It's not now. No, they're not.
Excellent question. Is he?
Okay, enough please. Of that.
You'll have to forgive me. I've been up to my elbows in flour all day. Who exactly died? 4 or 5 people? Who were they? I heard there were some kids. Do we have names?
Yes, you. Yes. Most of us here are aware. Marcus Bennett, Sky Hawkins, Billy Baker, Mickey Jones, and Agent Perry Bucket. Yesterday afternoon, as I'm sure a lot of you have heard, this is a long line of tragedies this week that is extremely difficult for anyone to process.
How'd they die? I know some of them from scouting. I helped them out when they were
trying to get to the bottom of that, or at least as far as I'm aware, City of Kolok. Police Department is trying to get to the bottom of that in collaboration with Synchronity's own security detail.
That's great.
Collaboration with the...
Wow, that's smart!
That's hilarious.
Okay, well, thank you for your question.
Let them take control of everything.
Hi. Ian Epstein here from the high school.
Could you maybe tilt the mic up?
Thank you.
Yes.
I work in the library, and I know everyone's very upset here. I want to keep some semblance of civility and politeness, so I just want to politely ask you. We're clearly in danger. We don't know where it's coming from.
Yes.
I don't know if it's from Synchronity or if it's an outside force, but if we're having terrorist attacks, you have to be able to protect us, and we have to be able to do something. And we can't just excuse that these kids are dead. These were our friends.
Yes.
What do you have to say?
Yeah, what do you have to say?
They deserve better.
This hurts all of us. I know Merle is especially upset about everything that has happened. There's nothing I can say that will make any of this better, that will make anyone feel better.
How are we going to stay safe?
Reparations.
I honestly do not believe that this is any sort of theme or recurring.
When a terrorist attack happens, people we respond to that.
I'm trying to be as polite. I apologize that I used even that word earlier. I didn't even want to put that word in
your
mind.
I'm sorry. Okay?
You're doing your best, Merle. It's okay, buddy.
I want to keep you safe. I'm sorry I can't do that.
I'm trying to be polite, but we're just kids, and you're the grown-ups, and I just think that you old people suck.
Okay. All right.
Can I just put one thing in?
Please.
Folks, okay. With regards to everything that's happened here, okay, we haven't gotten a lot of answers from Synchronate about everything that went down, but it seems like it was somebody who was trying to help the kids or trying to instigate their own agenda here and tried to go around.
I would like to say, given that there were protests going on, it appears to me that someone was using that anger and rightful anger, honestly, to try to stoke even more chaos. These individuals coming out of the woods, apparently there were 2 or 3. This does not seem like some large operation. I would not doubt if these are kids from a nearby town or something, just using the opportunity of people being upset and angry and furthering that agenda. Someone was.
Secret aid.
I have a question.
Yes.
How do we know that these cultists aren't some sort of plant that was planted by Synchronity themselves? I have been in the military for 5 years.
Yes.
And I have seen all sorts of shady tactics by especially shady corporations like them. So what proof do we have that they weren't planted by them themselves?
I feel like that's an extreme
extreme things are happening
right now.
I'm sorry. Are you saying they murdered two of their, one of their children? And I mean,
I have seen worse out on the battlefield. I wouldn't be surprised.
The statement that has been made, though it was made extremely cold, was that the individuals who died in that room was the cause of some explosion of an oxygen device or something from a Molotov cocktail. It seems like a freak accident because it was. And I know that that's hard to accept sometimes, but I think it's important that we remember just moments before, the mother of Sky Hawkins and Marcus Finnett were both in that room talking to their children and were asked to leave by a federal agent, and the protests got rowdy and the individuals from the woods came out, and the next thing we know, we're dealing with five deaths. Two individuals lost their kids that day, and I feel honestly ashamed in some of you that this continues to be thrown in some level of conspiracy when two parents are without their children tonight due to this.
Well, where are they?
Four total, but two individuals that were in that room just moments before.
That
and
worked for Synchronity.
They are members of this town, and they deserve our respect.
They deserve the truth.
So
maybe a little transparency.
They're members of our town, and they work for Synchronity, and they shoot their children? Wait, I'm confused. Why should we trust them?
I told you we should have
an Yeah, I've seen all sorts of freak accidents in the past, and...
You've never seen mob mentality?
This just doesn't add up. I'm done. I want to hear answers tonight.
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah. Factual answer. This entire meeting.
Yes, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Abby Kaiser. I work at the winery. I'm jarred like everybody else about the things that have happened, and I really wanted to go back the way that it was, but I understand that we have to work through what's going on, and we have to work together. So, Miss Wu?
Yeah, it's not a hard name to say, or
I would
read.
Like, you know, checks and balances. I would really like you to submit a list of employees, where they live, and so we can have a little bit more transparency as to what's going on. You can't account for your employees, but you're the only person here. Bring more. We want to see more.
It does sound like a witch hunt against Synchronity. Thank you for pointing that out, sir.
No,
you got that wrong.
Not a witch hunt against you. It's a witch hunt against us, and we want to be protected. At least comply with
not
our
falling.
Requests. They are not inhumane for you to, like, come into our town and do all this stuff to make it better and go on this roller coaster with you. But honestly, I'd just really like you to help submit to figure this out, because I am done with how this is going.
Sure, yeah. I would love to submit the names of the people who work for every single employee of Synchronity. However, public safety is at hand. I've seen how riled up you have gotten as a group just at seeing me. How am I to understand that those people will remain safe should they be revealed to you?
Oh, are you talking about the town? The people who were unsafe?
Okay. Just to be clear, I would not, and no one in this organization would ever reveal the names of citizens of this town to anyone who just asks for it. That's not something that we can do.
Tell that to the people who were dead.
Hi.
Yeah.
If I may be so bold as to interrupt, we've been talking a lot about public safety.
Could you introduce yourself for the room, please?
I introduced myself earlier. My name is Elizabeth Charbonneau. I work for the Kolak Sun. Ms. Wu, we were discussing the fact that the town is very concerned about the presence of these people who are responsible for these explosions, the stonemasons, as you claim they are, and they are not in custody. Is that correct, Officer Warstone? Do we have any positive ID on who these people are? Any sort of description of what they look like?
Not that I'm aware of.
I wonder why that
is. Is anyone in custody for four deaths?
Yeah.
Five deaths.
Just sounds a little suspicious to me, is all.
I know that it sounds suspicious, and I know that everyone is upset at the lack of answers and saying, prove that you didn't do this. I can't prove that synchronicity didn't do something. I can't prove a negative. All I can do is tell you that we didn't have anything to do with what the stonemasons did.
Except that these students died while they were in quarantine with Synchronicity, and who exactly was in charge of that quarantine?
It was one of the children's parents, and if they did,
yes, one of,
and if they did,
Mr. and Mrs. Bennett,
and if Mr. and Mrs. Bennett urged,
and their son is dead, please, people, have some decency in this situation. I understand you are angry, but people have lost their children.
We're not angry at them. We're angry at you.
We're not the ones without the heart.
We're the ones without the truth.
Those children mean a lot more to more people in this town than just their parents.
The people just want some answers, Miss Wu.
I have been giving them, and I wish that they would fall on ears that were listening. I do.
Wish we were getting the truth.
I wish that you believed what I was saying, and that's pretty much all I can say.
I wished I believed what you were saying, too. But it sure seems like Synchronicity is out of control of a lot of things these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it, bro!
Synchronicity wouldn't be here with a statement if they didn't have something to say, whether that statement has any substance in it.
Yes, so far they seem to have said nothing.
Do you have any more questions?
No, that'll be all.
Thank you.
So we're not gonna. It's not a. We're not.
My kids are hurting.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
My son is hurting.
Mm-hmm.
His best friend died. I tried to be.
Wow.
I tried to be civil.
Okay. I was trying to comfort you.
Mr. Thomas, and Ms. Hall, and Counselor Julie, and all the kids. This is a family here. We want that. All the people want is answers, and we want to do it in a concise and orderly way. And if you don't know anything, then you need to find someone who does. Because otherwise, we're just wasting time before the snowstorm rolls in. I'm sorry, Randy. I'm sorry.
I understand. Yes, you have a question.
So my name is OC. Friends know me as Oliver Clover. It's what all of you guys know me as. But my thing is, how come you guys can't give us direct answers when there's even people at other companies that literally can give us notes down to the detail of what's going on there? What are the new changes? What's going on? Like, for instance, when like the gas fire happened in our town, we got notifications of everybody who was in the hospital, who was affected, what was going to be done, but you guys have done nothing of the sort to kind of give us any type of answers to kind of help us, to help ease the fact of some of the stuff that we've lost here with the people that we lost, the questions that haven't been answered, the weird stuff that's happening in our town the moment that you guys showed up. What's going on with that?
I would like to point out here, not necessarily something that I like, but Synchronicity is a privately traded company. And not a...
So does that mean they keep their secrets?
Technically, yes. They.
So they move to our small town so they can easily sweep every other crime and stuff that they do under the rug? And we're fine with that.
Synchronicity is technically one of Kolok's greatest products. It was formed by individuals who lived in this town, and it has grown to be much more than that in a worldwide corporation, but it is what put this city on the map.
So you want to protect them?
I am not saying that they need to be protected.
What's the point of the council if they can't keep them in check?
I would like to ask in this situation, what is it that you are saying they have done? What I see is, yes, an accident has happened where people have died technically on their watch, and we deserve answers for that. But I will not go so far as to stand up here and say that they are somehow responsible or, in fact, doing something to cause that harm to them.
Give
people.
Us answers to show that they're not responsible.
That is
we're
why we're here tonight.
We're working on that. Who doesn't have somebody who's either working, who doesn't have a relative or a friend or a family member who doesn't work at Synchronicity.
Okay, I find that hard to believe. I know there are people in this room who work for Synchronicity, and that it almost...
And there's people in this room that work for the FBI, but you haven't told us the question.
There's not. I can guarantee you of that. There is not. All right, okay. I would like to ask you to please take a seat if you don't mind. Are there any other questions? Anyone else that would like to ask a question?
Driver, I have a question.
Yes.
Do I believe that Miss Wu actually knows anything and is hiding it, or is just here as a mouthpiece with a statement with no further information?
I would like to have you roll your brains in this situation. Difficulty of 12.
That's a 15 plus 1.
Yes, I would say in this situation, given Merle's current predicament, you would find it extremely hard to find anything to trust in Miss Wu and find most of her answers completely unsatisfactory. And that anything that she has to say is not in the well interest of the town, but only for herself.
Do I get the sensation that that is in a professional capacity only, or do I feel like perhaps there is something else she knows?
I will let you play that however you see fit, given that you succeeded that role. Are there any more questions out there? Anyone that would like to ask a question?
It's not really a question. It's just a... What kind of country are we in? I thought we were in America. And a company can just pull up kids? The law enforcement is supposed to do that and take them out of the houses and bring them somewhere for quarantine. What kind of place are we that... Does the corporation can do that? Do they have a security bigger than ours or something? Do they run this town instead of us?
Guarantee it. Why weren't the cops involved?
The police were involved, as far as I'm aware. The police were there when this happened. The police were the first on the scene. And they will, as far as I'm concerned, they will probably be releasing a police report when more information is available. And it's an ongoing case, trying to figure out everything that's going on. Like I said, it was the... parents of the late Marcus Bennett, Mr. and Miss Bennett, who notified the authorities and the rest of Synchronicity on the scene that there was something inside the house that was of great danger and that immediate action needed to be taken. That is as far as all we know, unless you'd like to add anything.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Is there anything else you could share, given what Synchronicity may have learned about the Jane of Grace's house and whatever harmful agent may have been present?
Mm. We are actively investigating the exact source of the harmful chemicals. We are working as best we can to make sure that this does not begin to affect your town as a whole.
How did she have...
These chemicals have a name?
How did she have the chemicals?
That information is classified.
What chemicals?
What chemicals? You said you're working to make sure that the chemicals mm-hmm. don't affect our livelihood. So what you're saying is that they are out and about in Kolok as we speak.
At this moment, we are at a 100% success rate as of now.
Could you please elaborate for all of us, here, what you mean by that you can't share the information of whatever was found in that house?
It would be outside of the public interest for me to share that information.
This is the public interest.
What can you tell us? Anything?
That... Yes, we do keep a lot of secrets. We do keep a lot of secrets.
What can you tell us?
That we are
in that moment,
working...
As the tensions are rising high, the door opens in the side of this quite hot and... steamy room as a group of three individuals make their way inside, one of which you recognize immediately. Please continue in towards the microphone if you don't mind. the owner of the Honeybee Cafe, as well as two individuals that some of you might recognize, though you have a hard time putting some sort of understanding on the situation.
Can I get them a chair, please?
I'm sorry. Is that? No. Hold on. Is that?
Can I please just get them a chair? We've been through a blizzard. We have come through some craziness out there, and I just need them to sit down, please.
Please.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I
both those kids.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, Emerson Kelly.
Emerson, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Rachel and Lenny Jewel?
Wait, how's this?
Can you call it conspiracy theories now?
Yes.
What?
Y'all call me crazy. This is.
No way. Has Tara been made aware of the reason the room might be under some confusion in this given instance is there's a little bit of a paradox going on here. Some individuals can remember not long ago an individual by the name of Rachel Jewel and perhaps her younger brother Lenny Jewel, but it wasn't until as of recently, around 7 hours ago, that they were able to remember that they in fact even existed. But this conundrum, this paradox, comes from the fact that they also too know, some of them, that they died in 1980 in a car accident. So, sorry for the confusion, but it's understandable. Yes, please.
Just last Tuesday, I was getting ready to close up for the night, and I thought I heard raccoons out by the garbage can again. And I went back and I found these two shivering in the cold by the dumpster, and terrified of wondering where their parents were. I took them in, and I gave them food, and I couldn't understand anything that Lenny was saying, but Rachel.
I'm sorry. So when you found them, you didn't know they were.
I didn't know who they were. If that makes sense.
It doesn't, but it kind of.
Well, no,
does.
This is gonna sound crazy, but I brought them here because I want answers for them, and I want answers for me.
And on that note, we are going to take a very quick intermission and be back shortly. Please, continue.
Well, I saw these kids and, well, I had reason to believe that their names were Angela and Tommy on Tuesday. Angela, after I took them in, I let them stay in the guest room of my house. I don't know who their parents were. Angela started to help out around the diner, the Honeybee, and, well, she seemed real keen on helping out with me and...
I remember that. I'm there.
Yeah, Vincent's there.
Yeah, I'm the cook. She was helping. Was that her?
That's her, yeah. But then today... It's today at noon. All of a sudden, I was getting ready for the lunchtime rush, taking a few of the cherry pies out of the oven, sticking them in the rotator, and all of a sudden, I remembered seeing them. I remembered seeing them younger with Jacob and his wife eating at my diner, because you know what her order is. I never forget, and you all know this, I never forget an order. Vincent knows this, and I remembered
And it was so specific, and I knew that memory was mine. And as soon as I saw her today, I knew that was Rachel. But then my mind was racked with the idea that I also knew that they died, that Jacob and, well, his family passed away.
There was the car accident.
The car accident,
1980.
Yeah.
Wreck.
Yeah.
Did you see
when they were there at noon last week?
At noon.
Rachel and Lenny, is there anything you'd like to say, or?
Is that really who you are?
Well, Rachel, I'm trying to get her to talk. She knows what I'm saying. I know that, but Lenny, I just. Lenny, just please, do you remember Jacob? I know, I've been asking him this all day. Lenny, do you know Jacob, please?
Oh, hi, Bindawa.
Does anyone know what he's saying?
I don't.
What's he saying?
Yeah,
he doesn't know where he is. He doesn't.
Oh, hey, Tommy. He
says he's Tommy.
No,
and his sister Angela. That's all.
Doesn't.
I don't know how they can be Tommy and Angela, but also Rachel and Lenny.
Also dead and alive.
Trauma.
Head trauma.
Maybe ask the doctor.
Dr. Yes. Ronnie, is there any
where's get Tara?
We'll try to
Listen, I know what's happening with those other kids, and I just want to make sure that these kids are kept safe, because I don't know what's going on here. I just want to make sure our kids are safe. That's all I want.
Obviously they got away. Do you want to say something cold and heartless, Miss Wu?
No, I feel for these children. You all loved this so much before. Why don't you line up and tell me how much you hate me? Why don't we do that? Stop thinking about this, and why don't we just talk?
All right, everybody.
I just want to make you happy, and what seems to make you all happy was to tell me about how much you hate me.
No one's telling you how much we hate you. How is this possible?
What do you know? Are y'all gene slicing or stuff there?
You said you could talk with him. Mr. the firefighter. I didn't recognize. I'm sorry. I didn't know your name. I apologize. But you said you could. What was your name again?
Sean.
I apologize. I'm sorry. You said you could talk with him.
Roughly, my Cantonese is a little rough, but he seems to understand what I'm saying.
Can you ask him a question for me?
Sure.
Can you ask him if he recognizes who I am?
Either of us.
Or anyone.
Anyone.
In this room.
Do they recognize anyone in this room?
No, they don't recognize anyone.
Where have they been?
Take a good look. Make sure.
You and kids show up on Tuesday and you didn't tell anyone about it?
Well, I was trying to look for their parents.
You put them to work in your cafe?
No, I did not put them to work in my
cafe.
Calm
down.
Angela.
How is she the villain in this? Let's just try and sort this out and just stay calm, okay?
I can't believe I'm agreeing with you. We can take care of it now if we get their parents.
Well Jacob parents. Is...
Yeah.
No longer... Jacob...
Not, it's still fresh.
The night that Jacob...
Yes. When did you say that they came, you saw them on Tuesday?
Tuesday night.
Okay.
They showed up. I heard them out back, and... I didn't know who they were. I didn't know who they were on Tuesday, but I know who they are today. And I just want them taken care of.
All right.
This is I don't even know how to, I know that that's Rachel and Lenny, even though they say that they're not. I too, earlier today, experienced a similar sensation around 12 p.m. As you was... I didn't know how to explain it necessarily. I just assumed I was confused because I do remember very clearly when Jacob's family died so many years ago. But I do remember Rachel and Lenny being around even these council meetings with Tara for years.
Tuesday night, Jacob Joel dies.
In this moment, the...
Yo, is she spraying something into the air?
Excuse me.
What is that? What is
that? She's like spraying something.
The GM would like to speak. The representative from Synchronicity reaches into her bag and pulls out a device. Now, I'm assuming you'd like to use your special kind of ability in this situation. Mm-hmm. It would require the use of 5 tokens. It appears that there are 15.
Oh, I think that'll work.
Yes. So 5 tokens for the use of your ability. In doing so, as she pulls this device out from her bag and lifts it up into the air, every individual in this room who currently has 10 fingers is frozen in time and space. They have no recollection of what happens next, what is said, and time stops for them. Everyone in this room who currently has 9 fingers sees this, recognizes that everyone has stopped, and is definitely confused, but she has the attention of the room. I would also like to say in this instance, the other 2 individuals that are not currently affected by this, who may or may not have 9 or 10 fingers, as we have not discussed it, would be Rachel and Lenny as well. But you are also able to move and understand what's happening as much as you possibly could. Continue.
GM clarification. Can we see who is frozen from where we are?
You would be able to see that people have stopped in motion.
Okay.
Let's cut the shit, shall we?
What the fuck?
If you can hear me right now, it is because you are compromised. And by compromised, I mean that your lineage, your ancestors, made a deal with the dark forces below to keep the town as it is.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Had this deal not been made by your blah, blah, blah savior, Shiloh and Nah, you can guarantee that you would not exist right now. This woman was Rachel, but she is not anymore because her debt was not paid. Her father broke a deal. Now she is a shell, a lost girl. You were all born this way, paying off a debt made years ago. What do you think happens if you don't live up to your end of the bargain? If you keep making a stink of all this, if you bring any unwanted attention on this town or my employer, Synchronicity, will bargain with Mammon to cancel your contracts, all of you 9-fingered freaks will cease to exist. Wiped out, your entire lineage and history erased from time and space. This storm, this is your doing. You are all poking the bear, and our perfect little town's reality is crumbling. So please do kindly shut the fuck up and help us keep this town in order. Kids in the back, if this is all news to you, sorry, your ancestors were dicks. Not my or my employer's problem.
I would like to take this opportunity to let those of you who can hear me know this is serious.
Randy, come on.
You knew?
Are they okay?
A lot of you knew, you just didn't want to admit. I'm sure you've heard stories from your parents or your grandparents about things that have happened, but there is a debt for all of us who are natives of this town, and we have to end up to our end of the deal.
If you don't, things will get much worse.
You said if that used to be Rachel, but now it's not? Because Jacob didn't live up to
his end of the bargain. So think about how this affects everybody. Think about the people you care about and think about yourselves.
Ronnie, if you have something to say, I want you to say it.
You know as much as I do about this town and its history. Now, Jacob, he came to us and he talked about this. This was his decision, okay?
We turned him down, though. We decided that was not... That's why he was removed from the council.
Right. It's hard enough keeping this city safe as it is.
Are you saying the deal went through? This is exactly what we are trying to keep from happening.
What information are you withholding from us? What are you
talking about? What the fuck, Ronnie? I'm sorry, kids. I'm sorry.
I'm saying he was his own man, and he made his own decision. I couldn't stop him. No one could stop him. You know what he was like.
What did Jacob do?
Yeah. Or didn't do?
He asked the council for permission after his children died in the car accident to go to Synchronity with an experimental procedure that would bring his kids back. We denied the request and advised otherwise, but apparently I am just now learning that that is not what happened, which would explain the confusion I'm currently feeling.
Are you telling me those are reanimated bodies?
Are you telling me that's something they can do? They can just bring people back to life? That's a thing now?
What are you telling
us? So Synchronity went against the council's decision. Synchronity is making decisions about this town without safety.
But let us not forget, though, the key point of her very blunt statement that we also, whether we remember it or not, or our ancestors anyway, made a deal as well. And the same thing that happened to Jacob could happen to us if we don't live up to our end of the bargain.
But they have to live up to their end of the bargain.
Are we supposed to?
You think this is isolated? That we're having a snowstorm for the first time in how long?
I know.
What is our end of the bargain?
Yeah, what's our sacrifice worth if they're not living up to
their end?
How long have we had peace? How long have we had peace?
You can tell us.
We can see you.
We're all in on
it's up to her. What do you want me to do about this?
I mean, the cat's out of the bag. You might as well just tell us.
I mean, it sounds like you need some help on your side.
Our
side. We're expected to pay the price. You should know what the price is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're
watching some time. You better use it.
Your ancestors, everyone in this room that currently has or that can even hear this conversation, was it not supposed to exist?
Pardon?
What?
We are the product of a deal that was made a long time ago between Shiloh and Nah and what is now known as Synchronity.
What was it?
We have fought for years to stop these procedures from happening and have advised against them, but apparently they are still happening. We are unaware of how they're able to do that without us knowing. This is new, but our ancestors were dead, basically. A accident, a crash, meteorite. All of us that can currently hear this conversation were at one point lineage from that crash of the dead, and Shiloh and Nah, the founder of our town, had found those bodies and somehow brought every one of them back to life, but it came at a cost. And apparently that cost has to be repaid over the next 200 years. That's why everyone born in Kolok, whose family was born in Kolok, and their family before them, is born with 9 fingers. It is the price we pay towards that end. And until that price is paid, we are still currently under... We are still under that deal's binding agreement. I did not choose this either.
So we're in debt.
Yes.
If we don't pay this debt,
we cease to exist.
Okay.
How many more years?
At least another 100. Your children will... We are paying it. We are currently paying it. We have. But your children will pay it as well, and their children as well, until
it's
the debt
finger.
Is
repaid.
It's a finger. It's just a finger.
It's a finger. It's you have nine more.
Or several lives.
What about the four children's lives?
Or the town's gone. They did it for us.
So how did Jacob break that deal?
Yeah, what are you
calling? Jacob didn't break that deal. Jacob
yeah,
made
please,
another
please,
deal.
Please, enlighten us. If you'd like to share any more, as I know, the council did not approve of any actions that would continue to do things like this. This is not what we wanted.
I can't share any more.
What if we leave Kolok?
The deal is still binding. It's you. It's not like you regrow your finger.
Are we required to have children?
No.
No.
Why did Synchronity kill the kids then?
I don't know what this has to do with that. But
did you kill them?
Did they find something out? Is that part
question
of the
to the GM.
Yes.
Do I know the answer to this?
Please roll your stat for brains.
D20.
Difficulty of 14. That is...
3 plus 1.
A 3 plus 1. Mm-hmm. I will not allow you to use tokens again in this instance, given the amount that you have already used.
That's our town's tokens.
In this situation, as the PR representative, you are as in the dark as everyone else is, but you know what you're supposed to repeat.
Okay. Look, all I know is that you will repay the debt. You always have. You always will.
But Jacob's deal. That
Jacob made a separate deal. Jacob made a separate deal that had nothing to do with the deal that we are all currently under. And
I want to make a deal. I want to save myself.
Can we make a deal?
Why is our deal on this? What do we have to do to get back to the deal?
I don't know. She's making the terms here.
Yeah,
you're
like
saying that we...
Can we bring people back?
No.
Yeah.
Can you make me famous?
I don't think these are the right questions. We're being threatened right now that if we do not fall in line, Synchronity will cancel our agreement, which means we cease to exist.
So there's more to this deal than just our fingers.
Yeah. We're alive because of the deal.
Is it written out somewhere so we can read it?
Yeah, how are we breaking your rules?
Shiloh and I made the deal originally, and as the founder of this town, when he died, everything went into the possession of his daughter, who is the founder and head of Synchronity Tech.
Listen, all we have to do to keep going with the deal is just keep living. That's all it is.
Why are we being threatened? What do we have to change?
Yeah, what are we doing wrong?
How do we move forward?
Don't rock the boat.
Keep. Remember what I said about Whiplash? How come you guys weren't listening? Just stay on the ride. Go with the flow. If you feel an urge to comply with something, follow that urge. Stop fighting so much, or you end up dead.
Clearly something's going wrong with it already.
Yeah, is that what that happened to the kids?
Look, everyone, we knew they were dead. We knew the kids were dead from the car accident, and they're saying they're not even who they were. So as far as we're concerned, these people here, they're new people. You know, the kids are dead. It's the most heartbreaking thing. These two, they're not them. So it's different people. So, you know, nothing's changed.
What about
Jacob's
gonna know.
She's not here right now. And we just need to get everything back on track.
Tara lost her husband and got her
dying.
Kids back. I don't see how that's a problem.
I feel like we're off the track.
Yes, we were never supposed to be alive in the first place if not for this deal. I can promise you that I will be trying to get to the bottom of how many more deals have been made without our knowledge within the city limits of Kolok. I do expect to speak to your supervisors and form a report for everyone in this room that this truly matters to.
These additional deals with rocking the boat. Like,
we're being accused of rocking the boat.
But it wasn't for these other.
If we hadn't attacked them.
Attack?
They didn't attack themselves. Why would they? They want the status quo to keep going.
Or do they?
What are you talking about?
It doesn't sound like they want the status quo to keep going if they're the ones who helped bring these children.
Yeah, so
that, what do you mean bring the. Okay. The deal as it was originally explained to me many years ago. Am I allowed to share this information?
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
Jacob told us that though his family was dead, that death was not the end. And Synchronity, with the help of some outside financial institution, could provide a restart. A lot of this had been forgotten to me, and I have no record of it in my notes, and it was not until about Tuesday morning that I even remembered this. It's funny how that keeps happening. But in that instance, he said something about them finding the personalities of his kids and placing them in the bodies of individuals who were of similar age and likeness, and we aggressively denied this request, and we aggressively denied any interactivity to proceed with Synchronity in this way, and asked him to hand in his resignation. To be clear, we did not approve of this, but apparently the deal went through. And apparently that is what we are now realizing happened. And whatever debt he owed was not paid, so Rachel and Lenny were taken back.
Was the vote unanimous?
Yes.
I have a suggestion.
But I do wonder, though, how Tara, as a council member, would have not been aware, given that she went on to raise these kids. So maybe there were things happening that we were unaware of. So these kids are not. In fact, Rachel and Lenny, though they were for around 10 years, whoever they are, I guess, is whatever is the result of maybe who they were. I don't know.
What the fuck, Randy?
I don't know. I didn't make the deal.
To pretend that everything is okay, and to our neighbors who aren't cursed, we're supposed to make them believe that everything is normal? Can you, lady with the suit? It'll be a lot easier to push this narrative if maybe if you acted just a little bit human.
How are we supposed to explain this to them?
We can't.
You can't.
Well, how can we explain the dead children, the five dead?
It's an investigation, an ongoing investigation.
This is not a question.
We are being threatened right now because we're trying to make an accusation against Synchronity for doing something in this instance when there is no evidence to prove that that is what's happening. We have to keep moving forward with our investigation on the death of the individuals and continue to relay information as we find it.
And if they're responsible?
We'll deal with that when it happens.
We have our excuse. Terrorists. That's like we have that.
I'm not talking about excuses. I'm looking for answers.
I'm talking about for them to what to tell the people around them.
They don't believe that it's terrorists.
Maybe they'll believe if you believe. Look, you are all on not your time. You've got a deal. You need to stick to it. It sucks. It's not fair. There is no fair. There's only is. So fucking deal with it.
This is how we survive, people. All right?
I'm not happy about this.
I'm not happy about it. None of us are happy about this.
This deal looks like it's above everyone, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing that we can really do to...
Our ancestors many years ago were a part of this without our knowledge.
I mean, I hate to say it, but
We kind of have to.
I mean, what choice do we have?
No. Deals can always be renegotiated.
People are already dying.
Yeah.
Clearly something needs to change to stop the
This isn't something a lawyer can fix. This...
Well, if we could all see the deal, maybe we could come to new terms.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to write it out. We've read it out this far.
It's been taking fingers for...
Why does he really have to be?
No, I don't think it's... I think it's more than fingers.
Yeah,
Jacob,
clearly.
Jacob seems like he...
Yes, it is more than fingers.
Soul.
But that's something
that
else. That's
Jacob's
his deal.
Thing.
We don't know what his deal was. Shiloh's
like...
deal was each of us, the direct lineage of the individuals who were brought back many years ago, pay only a finger. That's it. And you may not understand this, not consciously, but you do. This is the first storm we've had in over 100 years. We... have unreasonably, uncategorically warm winters and mild. So we live in a paradise.
We live in a paradise.
And we get to reap the benefits of the advancement technologically of Synchronicity and all the money that they bring in the winery that brings in half of this town's revenue. Most of you live tax-free. This is... Well, you may not want to address these benefits that we've been living with for many, many years, but we have them. We experience them day in and day out. And I, for one, would like to continue with my life as I know it.
Well, so we just give up our personal freedoms and everything's fine.
Well, the only difference is now you're aware you don't have them.
How bad has your life been up to this point?
The last week.
I was homeless.
The last week,
for a
pretty bad.
Bit.
The last so week, has been a lot.
What, 8 deaths this week?
Well, 1 week.
In how long?
56 years.
How long has it been?
If we are in paradise, why are deaths happening all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of and try to figure out. So I would appreciate, given the unusual situation that we've been put in by Synchronicity, that we... at least for now, fall in line.
We can try and reach out through, like...
We will be trying
channels.
To reach out.
I mean, not just for... We can go to other people, is what I'm saying.
But I would prefer we speak of those things when their representative is not here. Can we shelve this matter? Those of us in this room who are aware for a moment when we can speak of it on our own terms...
I'll keep your secret.
Should I be?
I want a new deal. Make me famous.
Okay.
Make me a movie
That's
star.
That's not how that works.
I don't think any... I can't help you
I've,
with that.
I have a quick point of personal...
What about them? You can
reference.
Bring my kids?
Just dying first and then worry about stardom later?
Here's the thing. You're not in a bargaining place. You're... Boo fucking who. Life is hard, but guess what? You've got fucking life and you shouldn't.
In that moment, after making her point, she brings the device back up to her ear and brings everyone out of their paused state, where they believe the conversation to be continuing exactly where it had left off.
This is utter bullshit. You've got to give us some answers to this.
Yes.
All right, I think we're good. You can all breathe.
So, if we're all in... agreement. We will be bringing this meeting.
Storm's getting bad.
The storm is getting quite bad outside. So
we're going to bring the meeting to a...
No answers?
On what?
We've reached
out to
sort of
give us
agreement.
Time to get more
I'm
answers.
I'm happy to take care of these kids, but I have to have answers. I have to give them something. I need help.
We're going
to
do the
we
best
can
we
take
can.
Care, we can take care of that.
We can take care of. We can take care of the two children, and we can do what we can to
okay,
make sure
but can we
that everyone's...
answers to the consequences.
We'll have to figure that out as we take care of it.
No,
of course not. Kolok is going to protect its own. That's what we're going to do, because we're a family.
Yeah, they promise.
In that moment, a loud drag of friction is heard on the roof of the building. You hear it scraping along the tin as it falls down the side. A pause, a silence falls over the room. As a loud boom rings from outside, followed by a sudden pop as the lights go out.
Oh, come on.
What?
Everyone, no, please, please remain calm. Everyone, please.
Warstone.
Please, please, everyone, stay in your seats. Please remain calm. I'm sure the backup generators will be coming on momentarily.
It's convenient that just happened.
We're in a storm, guys.
I'm sure the generators are coming on. There.
What was that scream?
Okay, there
you go.
There we go.
Good. Oh, good.
Everybody calm down. Just sit down. We're in the middle of a storm. Just calm down. Everybody.
Many of the individuals in the room become restless. Some of them even making their ways towards the back exit and the front exit, only to find that the exits have, in fact, been stuck. Something is blocking the exit from the outside. A general panic takes over the crowd. The doors aren't locked. We're apparently barricaded in. The blizzard has gotten quite bad. Just please remain calm. We are in a very safe place. The fire department is one of the safest places you could probably be in this situation. Just please remain calm, everyone.
I've got bread rising. Scott has been too.
It's probably barricaded.
We're barricaded inside. The doors are blocked. Something must have been knocked over.
What was that noise?
Something probably fell over due to the storm. Just please remain calm, everyone.
The general kind of consensus of the room is that, in fact, no one is remaining calm. At least for the most part, people begin making their way around the room. A general mutter kind of goes over as people are generally finding a way to deal with the current stress of the situation.
Right, look, I understand that we're locked in here.
It's probably going to have an explanation. But first and foremost, don't think that you get out of your answers, Ms. Wu.
It's not
yeah, I'm right!
It's not,
I'm just saying, we may be in the middle of this blizzard.
Hey, back off!
No, you let the man speak!
We've spoken for hours already. Just leave her alone. Let's figure out a way to get out of this storm.
We are...
We need to handle the immediate situation.
Does anybody have like a radio or anything we could listen to? Is this happening all over the town? Is this just here?
Officer, you want to help us out here?
No radio.
What's going on
out there?
No radio.
What? No radio.
Officer, take control of the situation.
Now, I was going to have him roll for that situation, but he appeared to answer it for me. There are apparently no radio communications outside of the building. Maybe it was a tower that was knocked over. Who knows?
Would it be possible to make a brains roll to see if there's any communication that I might be able to get through? I have a computer science.
Brains roll your brains difficulty of 14.
Okay. This is a +3.
Nah. That is a critical failure.
That's a 1, yes.
General panic begins to set in for you. You find yourself unable to breathe. Now, though you seem to be quite strong in composure, the situation where you don't have the answers and are unable to find any situation out of your current predicament makes you have to take a seat as you collect your breath, trying to find a way to deal with the current situation.
I just want to sit down for a minute.
So really?
No, look.
Do you want the doctor to look at you?
I'm all right.
Oh, that's all right. Great idea.
Why don't you smoke that cigarette you have in your beanie?
Yeah, thanks a lot for the help.
Welcome.
Oh, fire.
Fire!
Not
fire!
You're
no. This is a confined space, and we can't get out.
It is a confined space.
As the panic sets in, naturally you find that certain individuals have formed small groups as they've made their way around the room. Groups of possibly like-minded individuals, as they commiserate over their general misery together. Let's check in on some of them.
We need to get out of here.
Yeah.
This is, whatever's happening here, I'm telling you right now, whatever's happening here, this isn't natural, and it isn't right. Those kids should be dead. And she's sitting right over there.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's got all the answers, she's just not saying shit.
It's true, she hasn't given us a straight answer this entire time. Maybe if we talk to her.
Oh, that, I
now,
we try talking to her.
I mean, she
I
can't
know,
go anywhere. She's in here with us.
It's true. We've got her cornered. We could maybe get some
information
out of her.
If we corner her, It's Ms. Sharp, right? Elizabeth?
Charbonneau.
Yes. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And I'm sorry about the Blondie comment earlier. I didn't know who you were. You
that's
were
all right.
It was rude. What do you know from outside? Like, you came in here looking for answers for your paper,
of
right?
Of course, yes, because people want to know answers. I think that, if anything, this city council meeting tonight proves that. We need to get the truth out to the people. It's very evident to me that synchronicity is probably behind all of this.
Exactly. Definitely behind all this. Yes. I never trusted them, not for a second.
No.
As the group continues trying to find some way to tie this all to synchronicity, we'll check in on another group.
Down.
Yeah. Maybe the stuff took
out of the power line. Yeah, and it's probably, the pot was probably just like hitting the ground.
Or a breaker or something. I don't think your guys' infrastructure is really built for this kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
But it sounds like you guys haven't had a storm in a while,
I've
right?
Never heard anything sound like that.
How can we find out what's out there?
You've got experience breaking out of places to work, right?
Breaking in to save people. That's the one I'm breaking out.
Do you mind rolling a brains for me? Difficulty of 12.
Eight. Which one's 8?
That's going to be your right there. That's a 2, but you do have 20 tokens available. And it's a very easy roll for you to succeed if you would like to. It's up to you to decide whether or not you want to move forward.
Sure.
Okay. Would you like to use right up to the amount?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Please remove 10 tokens, if you don't mind, from that for me. As a volunteer firefighter, you've worked in this building quite a bit. You do know that there's a hatch on the top of the building that does lead to the outside. It's probably covered in quite a bit of snow, but there are alternative ways out, as well as where all the axes are stored and things like that.
Okay. Definitely need to lay out a plan. I am aware that there is a hatch on the roof that we can get out of. However, the blizzard is very, very dangerous, so we need to make sure we at least have layering. Yes, layers are important. If we don't have enough, we need to rethink our plan.
We can't get out of the doors on the ground. How are we going to get out of the roof if there's so much snow up there?
The school principal interjects the group, appearing to have something.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Hi, everyone. I know this is a difficult time, but I need you, Mr. North. We don't have any way of talking with the kids. So if I see you guys were handling a plan. So if you could pick someone to finish that up. We really need you.
There is equipment down the hall. Take stock of that. We need to figure out everything that we have before we take any action.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Let's follow them.
Blankets, maybe? Food?
Yeah, we'll find that as well. Okay.
You better get the power on quick. I don't know how much longer these people
are going to last. I know.
They might start hurting.
We'll try.
Well, the backup generator is moving in.
I'm not sure how much this will help, but I did. I mean, if it's another one, I don't know if there are any problems with
questions. Sure.
The firefighter makes his way over to the corner to talk to the kids, who seem quite frightened by everything that has happened. Granted, they have no memory of the situation they're currently in, or any idea what could be going on, and it appears that the rest of the council is quite interested in this conversation as well. Given the general confusion and loudness of the room, you'll have to make sure that you speak up.
Why don't you ask them if they want to go home or something?
Well, how would they get home?
Just ask if they want to go home.
Minya, pajama?
Mixed reviews.
Okay. They just want to be safe. They're a little scared now. We just need to give them a little space and keep things as calm as possible.
Just let them know it's the storm and we're just waiting it out to get out. Someone's coming. We'll figure it out.
So you're sure that you have no recollection of all, anything, nothing?
I don't know if that's important for this blizzard right now, but I think... They don't understand anything anyone is saying right now. I think if we can keep them calm, keep them safe, if we can keep everyone safe...
Yes,
so
of course, yeah, that's always...
...in a safe manner.
Yes, the safety of the...
You know, you're in
okay.
this too.
Kids.
You're in this too.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, yes.
And maybe
sure.
you wouldn't have so much
sure.
to worry about if you had been a little nicer to
mm-hmm.
all of the town's members who are quite upset.
Yeah, why don't you ask them that?
Do we have a mirror?
I don't know.
No. Does anyone have a mirror?
The reflection, the photo.
Mirror.
Like the
maybe we would like to figure out a plan to...
Yeah.
As they continue wondering whether or not that is something they should move forward on, I'm going to have you roll for that. You believe you have one in your purse. So please, roll your brains for me. Difficulty... of six.
D12 plus 1.
Yes, of course. If you'd like to transfer that over to the other group, please do so.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't
and
know
she
what
did find one.
Going to do. Thank you.
As that is handed over, we do move very... shortly over to this other group who's having a conversation of who knows what. I guess we'll find out.
So we're working. Okay, so we need to work together. We need to bring everybody together.
As a
so
community?
Yeah.
We need to the community angle. Like, so what makes us strong? That's what matters.
I'll do commiserating wine Wednesdays so that everybody, you know, commiserates on it. Yeah.
If we bring them all together, maybe they'll overlook. Strengthen quality.
Another thing we need to also figure out is maybe some way that we can meet them on the middle. They're not giving us anything. Secret Navy's not giving us anything at all.
And it's back to where they were before we could negotiate.
If we try to convince them to our side, though, they're going to think that we're, like, part of this.
But it's true.
We need to go back to regular first. We got to go back to regular, like, get it back to the deal as it was. Convince them that we're good with that before we even try anything else.
Right.
It was good.
Okay.
It was good
here for
But it's
these outsiders is the problem. And if we act like everything's normal, it's contagious.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
It becomes a pacifier.
Bring them into the community. Make them feel like they're a part of us.
Community. Correct.
Community, yes.
Yes.
I believe community, but I don't think it's right to pretend like nothing's wrong, because they're very wound up.
It's not, but that's
we
the
got,
way
we
it
gotta
is
bring
right
back
now.
Down.
No one wants to be on a roller coaster. We want to be on a power.
Let's get off the roller coaster.
Like in the summer.
Yeah.
That's peaceful and small.
It appears returning to the static quo might be the current objective of that group. Though it appears that there is another group that has found their way into a small discussion. Maybe their ideas align.
We have no idea what's going on.
It's the truth. No.
We
can't renegotiate the deal.
Yes, we can. We've got 10-finger people in this town, and the 10-finger people are getting the benefits that they're with no sacrifice.
We know that magic
exists.
That's not fair.
We can change this town, we can change our entire lives. Who cares about them?
If we don't
What's
trust Synchronarity, she doesn't want us to rock the boat, so
we need
rock
to rock
the boat.
No, this is the opposite. She gave us one thing to do.
Let's
go back to our lives.
Every deal can be negotiated.
Exactly.
Listen,
it means we have the power to change it. We have the power to stop from these deaths happening. Someone has to be accountable for the children who died this week, and I think it's Synchronarity.
Yeah, Who cares? You, why do you care? Why are you caring right now?
I've lost friends.
You know what? This is the spooky shit. It happens in the town. We get increased tourism. More people come to the diner. More people discover who you
day.
Are.
We should
What's
all
care
more?
About the future
they took
of this
the
town.
Fingers and they can
it's
they
over.
Can lie.
It's over.
But the lies are more
no,
into
no, no,
the deal.
No,
it's more value. Done. We've paid more.
You're going to get me killed.
You guys are thinking too small.
The entire town on our side, or most of the town on our side, they have to fear the people.
That's right.
How it works.
Yeah.
There are
they
a thousand
need
of us.
They need us just as much as
I would ask that you roll a charm on that statement.
difficulty of 8. That is a critical failure, though there are 12 tokens available. So you could technically succeed the action.
I'll use the tokens.
Okay. So I will bring you directly up to it using 7 tokens. So everyone in the group, upon her little rousing speech, finds yourselves beginning to agree with her as her voice kind of rises above the rest as the current voice that you should probably be listening to of what to do next.
No, we gotta get everyone to go up against them. If we get this town, they have to listen to us. They have to abide by our rules. Deals take two sides.
Exactly.
They might have one side of it. We have the other, and they need us to hold up their end of their bargain, or they have no power.
Our ancestors may have brokered this deal, but we can renegotiate.
We can renegotiate every deal.
All right. But we gotta keep it a secret. For now, we can't let the other people know.
No one with 10 fingers can know.
For now.
But we can use them. They're the new blood in the town. We can use them.
They're our bargaining chip. Without them, we don't have no money, we have no tourism, we have nothing.
So it appears that things need to change. Just maybe not for the betterment of everyone else. Now, while you were listening in on that current conversation, there was another one quite interesting going on over here. So please, follow me.
We're going to get it out there to where the people are going to find out what's really happening.
Yeah, they ended that meeting way too quick.
We all
ended
the ghost. She
knows
more. There she is. Let's get it.
I'm not going away.
Miss Will.
What we're getting at.
All right,
Miss Will,
we've got a couple of questions for you.
Yes.
While we're in this moment.
Sure. While you don't have a captive audience of town members, maybe you want to give us some actual answers here. You see, our friend Corbin here has a bunch of cameras outside in the woods. As a matter of fact, he lives out there. I'm wondering, Corbin, was there any activity that you caught on those cameras of potentially these stonemasons or whoever it is?
I wonder that too.
Funny,
please,
you should mention that.
Roll brains, difficulty of 12.
That is a 3.
There's not even enough to help you in this situation. You believe whatever it is you want to believe. No one else here will believe you. So continue.
Actually, there is absolutely no evidence that these, what were they called again? The stone masons?
Yes.
They don't exist.
Sure.
I've got hours of footage.
But you've also got footage of other large creatures that you claim roam your property.
You're damn right.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And you dress up as those creatures to lure them to you, correct?
I don't dress up as them.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that's crazy.
Footage
talk.
Of any activity in the woods aside, it seems to me that you're hiding something. Synchronicity knows something about what's going on here. You're trying to claim no responsibility whatsoever in the deaths of all of these children, placing the blame on someone else. Yet you as a company are meant to protect this town. How do you answer for that?
We do what we have to in order to protect this town.
Do what you have to.
Oh my goodness.
It seems convenient to me that suddenly this...
Roll your charm. I'm going to ask for a difficulty of 14 in this instance. Whatever explanation you have is dog shit.
Listen, kids die.
Wow!
All right, wait.
That's your answer?
This is done here. We're done.
Listen.
No, yeah.
All right.
You know what? No.
I'm not getting answers.
If we can't do it the nice way, we're going to go get a gun. No. Let's get his gun. Where's the gun?
No, I don't.
Yeah, get his gun.
That's how we get it.
We don't need to resort to violence.
I just want to be clear
we need answers.
That if something happens to me, Synchronicity made some promises for you guys, right?
Wait, what promises? And who did you make promises to?
To you guys, that we were going to make your town
better. You didn't
make
any promises to me.
Whoa.
All right.
Right.
So just answer the questions that we have here.
Yes,
this is a very tense situation and it doesn't have to
be. We want to do our best to adhere to those promises.
I think we should trapped in a building. That should be our focus right now. Let's take the focus off of this. I'm getting
off the death, the mayhem, and the absolute destruction of our town.
Conveniently.
And we're trapped in here with them.
Yes.
She's trapped in here as well.
Exactly. That's why we get the answers.
Are you
think he would trap himself?
Are you trapped? Yes.
I heard an action in one of those statements. Could you please roll for me your brawn? I'm going to say a difficulty of 14.
Okay. So the D.
That would be a D10.
D10,
so yes, that would be correct. No?
Nope. Thank you. Yeah, it was that one. Okay.
Now that is a 6. There are 7 tokens available.
You can use them. I'll 14. Use one. I'll use two.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to use 7, correct? Or no, 6. Oh no,
8.
Wait, no, there's not enough tokens.
No, difficulty in this system is on a sliding scale. The closer you get to your result, the less bad that you fail. So if you'd like to use all the tokens in this instance, I will get you closer to the action that you announced.
Which was
you will still not get it, but you will get much closer than if you do not take it.
Because it's worth a shot?
It's up to you.
All 7 tokens are taken, and you find yourself face to face with Officer Warstone.
Give me the gun.
Absolutely not.
The only way we're getting answers out of her is if we just use her own.
I need everyone to back away at least 10 feet. Oh my
God. What are you? Okay. Back away. Hold on.
We're going to take that gun, and we're going to get answers now.
Just hold on.
Take a moment.
Yes.
I'm not giving anyone the gun. No one's getting the gun. Everyone needs to relax.
Think about
the only way.
We're not going to escalate this to a point of no return.
Arrest her now.
Wait.
Just imagine how she and her company uses tactics to get answers out of
people. She's a PR person. She doesn't know anything. We will find out the answers from people who know things.
And
there's no reason to escalate this. Yes.
We don't need to escalate.
I'm going to sneak behind him and take the gun.
Oh.
I, seeing him do this, am going to try and distract.
Okay, this
I'm
will
also
be,
going to cause the distraction.
This will be 3 actions in this given moment. I would like you, in this situation, can you show me your character sheet?
Absolutely.
First, I will see how well these distractions work. Can you use your charm for me? Difficulty of 6. That is a 2. 3. Your distraction does not in any way, shape, or form grab his attention. Your charm difficulty is 6 as well. Will not make that any more difficult for you. That is a 4. Now you could succeed with the 3 tokens. There are 3 available, which would bring you to a 7. There will be none left for his action, though. It will be more difficult, but it's a risk you will have to take.
No, I don't need the tokens.
All right, you also are unable to distract him as he's currently fixated on the woman directly in front of him. Now, in your instance, you're going to give me, I'm going to call this a fight action.
Okay.
Because you are making a hands-on contact with another individual to take something from them. And this is going to be a difficulty of 8.
That's difficult. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm still going to do it. My fight die is a D6. It's a 4.
That is a 4. There are only 3 tokens available.
I'm going to spin them to get as close as I can if I'm allowed to.
You get up to 7. Those 3 tokens disappear. You find yourself directly behind the officer with your hand on the gun. But Officer Warstone, you feel this gun start to move as you were able to feel the individual behind you making contact with that weapon. And the action that happens next is up to you.
Whoa.
No.
Okay. No, this is the only way.
No.
We made it clear, and we tried to be civil with you all.
Yes.
Officer Warstone is going to roll his charm.
That's who...
You know what? We'll call it your grit. Do you have your sheet on you?
It's not.
Is it over here?
I think so.
I'm going to tell you your grit is a... D8, officer, and I will expect a difficulty of 7 on whether or not you retain your composure in this instance. Your D8, right here. That is a 6. I declared a difficulty of 7. There's 1 token available. Would you like to use it?
Sure.
You are able to retain your composure in this instance. The gun does not accidentally go off.
Officer, please, there are children here.
People causing trouble all at 10 fingers?
No.
Those kids are dead.
nothing.
I would die 1,000 times for us to get answers from that cold, heartless bitch!
Damn right!
Wait,
hey, get your hand off me! You back off, man!
Do your job!
Who do you mean?
Calm down.
Do your job, and I wouldn't have to be upset!
Settle down and do your job and clean this place up.
Wow. You know, I have a master's degree in computer science, and synchronicity wouldn't
how many
be on my resume.
Great job on the computer.
Quit touching me, man.
Look at how you're behaving.
Wait. Everyone, please calm down.
In the confusion,
another
group.
I don't want to see you on my morgue beds.
Another group has decided to steal some supplies from the back of the room under the guidance of the volunteer fire department. Employee.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Brains difficulty of 12. You can find nothing. Nothing at all. And in fact, while looking, you fall and sprain your ankle, and you find yourself up in the rafters of this closed-off building on the outside, unable to now move in intense pain, and you had wandered off on your own. If you would like to, as given that was your group's kind of intention to find these supplies, so I'm going to say you all spread out during the chaos of that situation and went looking. I will only allow one individual to roll for this in the group. Who would like to do
it? Is
it
brains?
Yes.
20 plus 1.
Oh, you should roll.
Wait, I have 20.
All right.
Do a double check. It doesn't matter.
Difficulty of 12. That is a 19. You find yourself in the possession of a large axe, as well as some gasoline. Okay, what would you like to do with it?
I don't know if I can handle that responsibility, so I find anybody else in my group to come and help me with the axe and the
Great.
Gasoline.
We'll check in on you momentarily.
Great, thank you.
We're going to very quickly kind of check in on this group over here who managed to section themselves off from some of the general chaos and having a conversation of their own.
There isn't really any breach on synchronicity's end.
Really? Because I believe what you said is that you protect us.
That things would stay calm
exactly,
and peaceful.
And protect we're you. Currently under a blizzard and people have died. Exactly.
We weren't supposed to find out, I take it. Things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, we need to renegotiate.
That's right.
And
deals can be
we have negotiated.
There are new benefits to here's the thing. If something happens to me,
we're saying that our ancestors brokered this deal.
Oh,
there are new people
here
now.
And I can get your grievances up that ladder.
No, we want to talk about those.
Yeah, we want to talk all the
absolutely, and as you should want to.
Roll your charm. Difficulty of 6.
My charm?
Make sure you're rolling the right die. I believe it's a
d6. It is.
Not the best charm.
It's not. What is the difficulty?
6.
Oh,
why does it happen?
You all believe her to be lying, except that there are 6 tokens available. Would you like to use them?
I'll use them to get me to a 5.
Only a 5.
That's like a partial success?
No, it's a failure.
Oh, then I'll use them all. Then I need to get to a 6.
Okay. Only one token remains, as you believe everything she is telling you currently, that maybe there is options available for you.
There might be some options available.
Great. Good.
Great. What I need from you is to monitor the individuals that might stand to take away what you have. There are people who do not understand and will not understand. They need to be controlled somehow.
It might help them to relax if synchronicity takes a little responsibility for the situation.
The town needs to hear.
The town needs to hear that someone is responsible. Here's the thing. Imagine me saying synchronicity, whatever. Do you think that those people will take that grain and be happy with it? Do you see how riled up that man is? He tried to pull a gun. And so did that woman.
Because they're hearing nothing right now.
It's not. Look at PR. You're very good at it.
Thank you so much.
I see how you got this job.
Thank you so much.
What you need to do is appeal to their emotions, appeal to us as people. Mm-hmm. If you appeal to them in an emotional level and get them to sympathize,
with you and the company and the things that are going on, it will seem more true.
Okay, so what? I throw a chair.
Stop acting like a bitch.
Okay.
Cry.
Sure.
Cry.
Sure.
Just say, why are like, we look real crying.
Yeah. Why are we saying to fake it? No, genuinely.
Oh, you can't make me genuinely. I'm so sorry.
Right. Well, so I would like to see someone from your company that actually cares for our town.
It can't happen. Look, I'm telling you what it won't. I can't do that.
But in this moment, the least you can do.
What if your job depended on it?
While they continue trying to renegotiate the terms of a deal that they didn't make, another group who has currently found supplies is trying to figure out what exactly to do with them.
So we're gonna check on the hatch?
We'll take a look at the
hatch. Something
slid
off the roof, there's probably not a lot of snow there. There's probably a chance to move around. We can get everybody out.
We can use that at least as a backup plan in case things go south.
Yeah.
I want to find that other girl. She didn't come back.
Somebody can go to the roof and then somebody can help hoarding supplies. She said everyone by herself.
She's preparing for an apocalypse. That's what she told us.
Maybe she has more supplies anyways.
Yeah, so maybe she got stuck somewhere.
And or blankets, and then we can open a door.
We can at least send a couple people looking for her and report back in case they find anything.
She was the one talking about killing people. What if she attacks people? We're her team.
Well, we should make sure she's not trying to do that.
We have an axe.
I'll look for her. I'll go look for her.
That's what we found, okay?
I'm not going to let you just go look by yourself. That's crazy.
Well, whoever wants to come, come. But I'm going to go look for her.
Teams of two men.
Okay.
Watch each other's backs.
I'll go with you, and do we still want to check out the roof, or?
Yeah, but we'll check out the roof.
Yeah, we'll go roof.
You look, yeah.
Roof and girl.
Okay.
Who wants the axe?
I think he's the best.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think you should hold anything, Mr. Synchronicity.
If it gets too cold, we'll need...
You're sciencey, right? Yeah, you can take the gasoline.
Okay, so you go look for her, and we'll go see if there's anything on the roof. Maybe we can... an escape plan or something. Just get ready, because they're about to break, and we cannot be here when they break.
Can we have, like, a secret call, so we know in case anything goes
wrong? Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we meet back somewhere?
Can anybody do bird calls? I have a cockatiel.
I have a bird.
Okay. All right. That'll be
okay. I can't.
I just said I have a bird, but that's a very good bird sound.
Yeah, I can't do that. But that's great.
Okay.
Well, you know that.
Who would like to make an action, and how would they like to do it?
Well, we have two things going to happen. One team is going to look on the roof for an exit hatch in case this goes crazy and people start shooting each other.
He is aware of where the exit hatch is.
Okay.
He knows exactly where it is.
I could take people to.
Yeah, and then the other part of us is going to look for the girl who's missing. We're worried about her. We want to make sure.
Understood. So I'm going to have you roll your brains for me. Difficulty of 12.
Eight.
Oh, it's a D8?
Right. Yeah,
D8. Difficulty of 12, quite high.
Oh.
You have 12 tokens available. So you could technically use, selfishly, for your own means, however many you want.
People on the way out.
And this with a plus one as well?
Oh, you get a you have plus three. One. So okay. You only need to use 9 tokens. You would leave some.
Yeah. I'll take, I'll do it.
Okay. So, I will come back to you and we will resolve that, because your action of looking for these things kind of depends on whether or not there is some sort of general distraction that makes this available to you. So, we'll go check in on that and return.
Wait, can we look for the girl?
Yes, you can do that later. Without cost. So,
now we have to see about getting out.
Just think about it.
We return to the situation with the gun and the police officer. This situation has been escalating, all of this kind of happening at once.
Officer, all that we're asking is for you to stand up for the people of this town.
Yeah, why do you have to do it? I'm not doing anything. I'm playing fucking Little League with your brother.
He's using his words.
Officer Warstone.
Josh.
What are you trying to do in this instance?
I'm going to try to cuff this individual.
If you would like to cuff him, please roll your fight. This is going to be a difficulty of 6. I believe your find is a D10. So, give me this one. Difficulty of 6.
Of
Of course.
That is a 9. As the two individuals are yelling and fighting with each other, Officer Warstone almost instinctively cuffs the young man, turning his arms behind his back. Now, in this moment...
Come on! Seriously?
Come on, against the wall.
You reach for a gun. Response?
I reach for a gun because we're under assault by this company.
Just stay against the wall.
An opening has appeared. As a hand has found itself on a gun, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to pull the gun on him.
What?
Oh, yes.
This is a fight action. Do you have your sheet
D10.
On? It's a D10, wow. Given that your hand was on the gun as he turned, I'm going to call this just a difficulty of 6. How unfortunate.
I am going to try to also take the gun, but I'm trying to run away with it, hide it.
Now that is a 3, I said a difficulty of 6. There are currently
4
tokens available.
I will take them all.
The gun finds its way into your hand. Quite easily, actually, as it landed directly in your palm as the officer turned. As the gun now finds itself placed underneath the arm of the officer. Now, given you have somewhat of an advantage in this situation, what would you like to say or demand, or what is your action?
I'm gonna tell him to let my buddy go, or else I fill him full of lead.
How does the officer respond?
Well, that's a good answer. Okay. Right.
Well, actually, why don't you roll your charm?
What's your charm, officer?
No.
Oh, me!
It's
gonna be your charm.
My charm.
See whether or not the officer complies.
T8+1.
Yes, you're gonna do that with a difficulty of 6 as well.
6.
So 5, you used all of the tokens.
Plus no, plus 1.
It's a...
Oh, it's a plus 1.
Plus 1.
Okay. This is quite convincing. Officer Warstone, you find yourself under the belief that if you do not let go, you will find yourself shot.
Okay.
He removes his hands. The individual
whoa.
Still holding the gun. A gun is wielding its way around the room. In the hands of a man who lives in the woods.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Right.
Where is she?
Where is the sick needy lady?
Where are you, you coward?
There she is.
Where did she go?
She's trying to slip out.
Hey,
we want to answer her.
Don't
get anybody else hurt. It's her.
Yeah, it's her.
Watch my back. Get out of the way, man.
There's children. I hate to lose anybody else. There's children over here, please.
And this I'm pointing over here.
It's because of her. It's because of Synchronity that the children are dead in the first place.
With you, look at me. I am. And you're in my line of fire.
It doesn't snow in
they
Polak
kill
either.
Kids.
Technically, this man is not a resident of Polak. He's not a resident of anywhere but his tent in the woods. I'm going to ask that you roll your... In this situation, we're going to call it your grit to see if you keep your composure. Difficulty of 7.
It's a critical fail.
It's a critical fail.
So we're all getting shot?
The gun goes off.
No!
A quiet silence falls over the room as Merle Jenkins finds blood seeping underneath his shirt.
Okay, Merle. Oh my gosh!
We're done.
Oh, Merle!
Merle! Oh my gosh!
Back off!
Okay.
God. Somebody! Doctor, what do you need? Help the doc out. Don't let her get away!
Stop. We're done.
Stop
we're done.
It.
Okay, you killed one. Hold on.
The truth is out there!
You
killed
one.
She has it!
You killed one.
I didn't mean to shoot him.
But you did.
You need to hand off the weapon.
Yes.
Ow!
You could possibly get somebody else shot by also bite.
Now, this is going to be a very difficult roll, as you are currently shot and bleeding out on the floor at close range. This is going to be a difficulty of 14, and you're going to be using your grit. See if you can keep it together.
D12. It's a 6.
That is a 6.
4.
That will not do it. As you feel the blood leaving your body, the pain starts to recede. You don't feel much of anything anymore. As his eyes glaze over, Dr. Wallace Ronnie,
you know better than anyone that he's gone.
This stuns and shocks the room. Everyone knows what has happened. Their brains are having a hard time coming to terms with it. As it seems, people's fear maybe has gotten the best of them. But, fortunately for them, not everything has to be dealt with. Sometimes, things can be forgotten. We begin again. Everyone in this room, except for one, finds themselves unaware of why they're currently here. They are where they are. They see the individuals around them, scared, frightened. A man holds a gun. You find yourself holding on to him. You also see a body, dead, on the ground, behind you. A man is dead.
Officer, take the gun.
Nobody knows why or how, but it's easy for them to assume, given the individual who is holding the gun. Why you are currently gathered in this place, you do not know. What brought you here, you have no idea. Why you find yourself in the volunteer fire department, you can't recall. In fact, you can't recall anything from the last 5 days. And that is where we will end tonight's episode of KOLOK 1991. Thank you for listening to KOLOK 1991. I cannot thank you enough for choosing to spend your valuable time in this Chop Shop Pontiac Trans Am limousine with us. Let us know you enjoy the show on social media with hashtag KOLOK1991. That's KOLLOK 1991. Until next time, passengers.